The Middle East is not the only region roiling with generational strife. In Italy, grown kids have been recently slammed by a politician as bambuccioni, big babies living in the comfort of home until marriage. Sounds cozy. It's not. It's a country with one of the oldest populations in Europe. It's also a country with an extremely high unemployment rate of young people, and that's been the source of long simmering resentment. As Megan Williams reports, that resentment is causing a widening gap between generations, both on the streets and in the press.
The sound of student marches in Rome this fall. Week after week, young people took to the streets to protest cuts to education and the lack of opportunity for young people in Italy. It's a scene that's common throughout Europe, yet young protesters in Italy perhaps have the most to complain about. Within Europe, Italy has the highest number of idle young people, one in five between ages 15 and 29, doing essentially nothing. The pessimism is pretty apparent in recent polls. More than half of Italians aged 25 to 34 would leave Italy if they could. But pessimism doesn't mean passivity. Blogs, books, and websites have popped up, pointing their fingers directly at their elders.
We lived in Italy for 20 or 30 years with people that ate all the cake and thought nothing about what was the need for the future.
Mario Adinolfi is the publisher and editor of the newly founded magazine called The Week, which is
written by all people born after 1970. In Italy, young people, they always tell us that we are young, even if I'm nearly 40 years old.
Adinolfi is a poker player. Last year, he won a big windfall and decided to invest it in a magazine devoted to fighting for the rights of Italy's under 40s. On one cover are the headshots of four leading politicians with the headline, "You're all old." On another is a glib-looking Silvio Berlusconi with the even harsher headline, "He never dies."
Because they're old. Silvio Berlusconi is 75 years old. Umberto Bossi is 70 years old. Gianfranco Fini is 60 years old, but is in politics since 40 years. And the same from Massimo D'Alema, the leader of left-wing party, 62 years old, 40 years in politics.
Adinolfi says these older politicians, bankers, and journalists have formed a kind of geriocracy that ensures its generations secure jobs, hefty pensions, and housing, while shutting out Italy's under 40s from positions of power, cutting education, and shrinking their pension prospects. Adinolfi has voiced his critique on Italian TV to the ire of older journalists. In this talk show, the editor of a leading right-wing newspaper said someone should beat him up. One of the accusations that the older generation throws in the face of younger Italians is that they're too comfortable for their own good. They point to the fact that 68% of Italians under 40 still live with their parents. Many more are financially helped out. Adinolfi, who struggled to leave home at 18, concedes there's truth in the accusation. But he says the loving Italian family can in fact be a kind of juvenile prison.
Because if you say to people that are 35 or 38, look, your parents are stealing your future, they always answer you, what are you saying? They're doing everything for me. They pay for me. And they don't understand that that is the way parents control the other half of the country.
Giovani con pochi soldi e senza tutele. È la nuova sortita del ministro Brunetta a proposito di bamboccioni.
Bamboccioni, or big babies. That's what Italy's Minister of Innovation, Renato Brunetta, called his country's young people.
I said I wanted to pass a law that would force young people to leave home at 18, and all hell broke loose, both on the left and on the right. The left criticized me, saying the issue wasn't kids staying home, but jobs. The right cried, no, you must keep families together. They're all hypocrites.
People like Mario Adinolfi shot back, pointing out that Brunetta himself lived at home until he was 30, with his mother making his bed every day. What triggered the whole debate was a court case in northern Italy, where a 33-year-old woman sued her father for support and won. Brunetta says blaming the older generation or forcing them to pay is a cop-out.
It's useless to blame the older generation for having power. Young people have to take power by leaving home, by starting careers, by innovation, by being young and modernizing. But no one's going to give it to you. You have to fight for it.
Dance instructor Marina Casagranda has fought for it. Tonight, in the small city of Trento in the Italian Alps, she's teaching a class of six-year-olds. Tomorrow, she'll work all day in a dress shop before heading home to her tiny studio apartment to finish sewing some outfits for a little more money. She makes less than $1,000 a month.
Okay.
I've also worked part-time, and after high school I worked too. Okay, I've never earned very good money as a sales clerk, and I've always had to rely partly on my mother, but I've always worked and I continue to work.
Casagranda is the 33-year-old who sued her father for support and got lacerated in the press.
The Italian media depicted me as someone who stayed at home doing nothing all day and who was out partying every night, having a great time when in reality I was working.
Editorials from the U.S. to Australia mocked and scorned Casagranda as an example of all that's wrong with today's youth: lazy, unrealistic, and overindulged. What didn't get out in the press was that Casagranda was actually suing her father for back support. He was obliged to pay her single mother while Casagranda was still a teenager, a meager $150 a month over several years. Casagranda needed the money for a back operation that her mother couldn't afford to pay. Journalists didn't bother to check the facts. Instead, they presented a narrative that vilified young people. Back in Rome, Mario Adinolfi is busy planning the next issue of his magazine. As a father of a baby, he looks tired, but also invigorated, energized by his new project. But he says in an Italy that suffocates its young people, he's an exception.
Young people can innovate. Everywhere happens things like that. There is always a 20-year-old Mark Zuckerberg that gets out and creates something. In Italy, you can't even imagine to do something like that. You stay home, and you have to just understand that if you stay in the condition that your parents decide you to stay, it's much more easier. But this kills the country.
It hasn't killed it yet, though, as more young people like Adinolfi are hitting back.
Now something is happening because you see a lot of rage in the streets, but I don't think that politics and newspapers and social conditions and intellectual people in this country are understanding what's happening or what's going to happen in some years.
By then, though, they may not be around to see it. For On the Media, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.